The Catholic Archdiocese of Milwaukee has removed the names of two former Milwaukee archbishops from buildings as part of the church's response to sexual abuse by clergy. The Archbishop Cousins Catholic Center, which was named in honor of William Cousins, will be renamed on Friday. And Rembert Weakland's name has been removed from the parish center at St. John the Evangelist in downtown Milwaukee. The Archdiocese says it hopes the name removal is a step toward healing for survivors of abuse. However, as WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, survivors say more needs to be done.
It only took a matter of minutes on Tuesday morning to pry off the name of former Archbishop William Cousins from the concrete fixture outside the headquarters of the Milwaukee Archdiocese. Cousins and Rembert Weakland left the Milwaukee Archdiocese between 1958 and 2002 and helped cover up clergy sexual abuse of children. Jerry Topcheski is the chief of staff for current Archbishop Jerome Lestecky. Topcheski says he hopes the name removals provide healing for victims.
If these names have caused angst, anxiety, stress, hurt, harm for themselves, for their families, from those who have walked with them in this journey as they've move forward from the abuse they've experienced, then removing these names is something that we want to do as a church and extend ourselves forward to reconcile in whatever way possible with abuse survivors.
Topcheski says that while the church cannot judge the decisions made decades ago, the role bishops played in the sex abuse scandal is clear.
This is a moment where we can say bishops share the blame very clearly in decisions that were made in the past. Again, not to heap judgment on what motivated those decisions, but simply to say if this helps in the healing for abuse survivors, then we want to do it.
Still, Topcheski says the goal is not to erase history.
So if you go to St. Paul's outside the walls in Rome, around the top of the basilica is a portrait of every pope. You'd be hard-pressed to say every pope was without scandal over the church's history, right? So we don't want to change history. It's part of who we are. So the images in the cathedral of all our archbishops will remain. But things that I think people thought were honorific, we felt should be removed.
Peter Isley says it's about time.
You know, we're not going to have the names of bishops who have covered up for child rapists on our church buildings is the kind of minimal step that we've been asking for a long time.
Isley is with the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP. He believes the names are being removed now because Catholics and the general public are demanding change.
You know, you've got to take the names off of these buildings of bishops who have covered up child sex crimes. It's kind of like not very good public relations, if I can put it that way, you know, to have to honor and have the names of these bishops up on our headquarters and buildings. So
Isley says that while the move is appreciated, if the Milwaukee Archdiocese really wanted to help right the wrongs, it would release the names of more than 100 clergy accused of abuse. He says those names are sealed in documents from the court's bankruptcy proceedings a few years ago.
The only authority that anybody should have any kind of confidence in whatsoever at this point is law enforcement and the attorney general. And everywhere where they're being investigated by the attorney general, let's take Illinois as an example, what they have immediately discovered is that there are hundreds of names of credibly accused clergy that have not been released.
Isley says he would like to see Josh Call, Wisconsin's attorney general, join 15 other states and the U.S. Department of Justice, who are now investigating dioceses across the country. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.